Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Matten, and here's what's happening. Police need your help to ID a man seen in a video assaulting an elderly man in the city's Pennsport section. It's all in connection with a Labor Day robbery at a Tony Luke's restaurant. That video's on our website. The boss at Tony Luke's talked with KYW's Hadass Kuznets.
Nikki Luke, owner of Tony Luke's, says he was running late to pick up the money from his restaurant on Labor Day, so he asked a family friend to pick up the money from the long weekend and bring it to their commissary. Luke says the attacker assaulted and robbed his 87-year-old family friend, Ralph DeMeo, when DeMeo was steps from the door. He says it was as if the man knew exactly what was in the bag.
I think it's an inside job. So when Ralph came to the store to pick up the money, maybe somebody got to him.
It's thought that the robber netted $17,000, and Luke's afraid he'll strike again. The elderly friend, by the way, is on the mend. 2 weeks ago, the Bahamas were being hammered by Cat 5 winds from Hurricane Dorian. Conditions are nothing short of catastrophic. Lots of organizations are doing what they can to help in the effort to recover. One of them spearheaded by the charitable arm of the Cooper University Hospital. They're using their foundation to raise money for Bahamian relief. They did that a couple years ago and raised $45,000 in the wake of Maria and Harvey back in 2017. This time, the foundation's matching donations from employees and the public alike, according to CEO Susan Bass-Levin.
All of the organizations that are on the ground say, what we need is cash. We'll figure out how best to use it. And so that's what we're doing. We're following their lead. We are going to send the donations to three organizations, Team Rubicon, World Central Kitchen, and Mercy Corps.
They're all involved in efforts on the ground right now. You want to help? Go to our website and click on the link to the foundation. Police in Westchester have arrested a 33-year-old Uber driver, contending he deviated from his intended route and tried to lock a pair of female passengers in the back seat as they tried to leave the car. Zacharias Degorius is facing reckless endangerment and unlawful restraint charges. Westchester cops were flagged down by the women, who were visibly upset by what they say went down. The suspects held on $20,000 bail awaiting a preliminary hearing. Elizabeth Warren's running for the Democratic presidential nomination next year. She's getting involved, however, in this year's city council race in Philadelphia. The party's not exactly thrilled about that. Details from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
First, Warren made an unconventional endorsement supporting third-party candidate Kendra Brooks for city council at large. Democratic Party leaders thought it was a bad idea. Mayor Jim Kenney says she has every right to endorse who she wants, but it certainly doesn't help her party.
Kendra's a good person. It's not like she's endorsing someone that's not a good person. It's just that it impacts the Democratic field, potentially. And I think that national candidates should maybe think about how it impacts the local Democrats.
Former Governor Ed Rendell wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post taking Warren to task over criticizing former Vice President Joe Biden for taking big donor money while doing the same thing herself. But he doesn't have an issue with the local endorsement. Bucks County has a new tool in the battle against drug trafficking. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward.
Bucks County is one of 13 counties across the country that this week were added to the high-intensity drug trafficking area program.
This will serve as a force multiplier for us.
DA Matt Weintraub says Bucks County joins the other counties in southeastern PA.
As well as a swath of counties in New Jersey all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. And between the eight of us, we're very powerful allies in this war against drug trafficking.
The designation allows prosecutors to extend their reach to get the suspects using resources that other states and locales might have. It's an annual tradition, turning the Eastern State Penitentiary into a haunted house extraordinaire. That's also a major fundraiser. And this year, fans of Terror Behind the Walls are actually taking to putting tattoos on themselves to show their loyalty. Take Casey Paul, who plays a zombie. She sat down with KYW's John McDevitt.
I have been officially tattooed with this character. I will keep her with me always, not only inside, but also on the back of my forearm as well.
You know, some people might think it's a little odd.
Good. Speaks very highly of our performance, of our show, that people love Terror Behind the Walls enough to get it tattooed onto them forever.
Now, two popular blow-up gargoyles, Frank and Carson, will be put on the ground instead of over the entrance of the prison, so you can take a selfie if you want. The show opens on the 20th and runs through November 9th. That's the All Local. I'm David Matten. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.